We men are a funny breed. We have this whole provider and protector thing going on inside us. And you know something? If we know how to live out that manhood in a godly way, we can be such an amazing blessing to our families. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at the role of husbands and fathers from a bit of a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you how you can receive your free copy of our latest life application booklet, A Home Blessed with Peace, to help you be the one in your family through whom God pours out His peace. Amen. We men are a funny breed. There's something deep inside us that makes us the protectors and providers for our families. Most men, not all, but most men are programmed, hardwired, to provide and protect. Yet these days, women so often work and bring in income into the house, and that's great. But it tends to be the man, the husband, the father, who carries the burden of protection and provision for his family around in his heart. That's why when things are financially tough, so many men take it personally. I was talking to a good friend of mine recently who'd been counselling many of his friends in the financial services industry, men who'd lost so much of their wealth through the financial crisis. Many of them were contemplating suicide. "Why is that?" I asked him. And he said, "Well, here's the strange thing. By any global standard, you'd have to say these men are still very wealthy. But through the loss, they feel like such failures." It's kind of how we are as men. And even though we men can so often get things wrong and become all dominating and reclusive and uncommunicative and even downright abusive, you know, there's something special about the way that God's made us. There's something inside us that wants to lead. And that thing is a real asset to our families. It's such a blessing to have a godly family. You know what comes from a godly family? A peaceful home, and that is such a blessing, an incredible blessing to walk in a front door, shut the door, and know that we have on this side of that door peace. I love this passage from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament. The effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. My people, says God, will abide in peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. That's Isaiah chapter 32, verses 17 and 18. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that. Peaceful habitation, secure dwelling, quiet resting place. And funnily enough, that fits so well with a thing that we men have hardwired inside us somewhere, to be the protector and the provider. Because if we really thought about it, that's the sort of home we like to provide for our families. I certainly would. And that snug fit, that kind of hand-in-glove thing that's happening here between God's promise of a peaceful home and the man's desire to provide and protect, you know what that tells me? It tells me that we men, husbands and fathers, we have a big role to play in bringing that blessing of peace to pass. That's something I'd like to unpack today on the program, because if the truth be known, there is more than one man listening today for whom it's time to step up to the plate and be a man, to be the man God made him to be in his family, to protect, to provide, to bring peace and blessing to our homes. The notion these days of the man being the head of the household is not particularly popular. It's not politically correct. But the reality is that the man's protector, provider kind of strength fits him well for that role. Not to dominate people, not to abuse his power, but to be a godly leader of the home. And here's the key. It's in that adjective, godly. An ungodly husband and father can be such a destructive force in the home because he's so strong. His anger is so fierce. It's part of who he is as a man. A father can be destructive. Have a listen to this bit of godly advice from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. He says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." You see the two sides of the coin there? The strength that he has can let dad bring his kids up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. It's a great strength, but it can be misused to provoke his children to anger. Godly strength, wrongly applied, becomes a harsh reality. And where there is harsh judgment and treatment from an ungodly man in the home, there can be no peace. The other mistake we make in the 21st century context is the mistake of abdication. Many a father and husband walks away from his role as the leader of the home. And that's sad, because as a godly leader, he can bring such an incredible peace and stability and safety and order in the chaotic thing we sometimes call family. The three most common reasons why we men sometimes abdicate are these. Firstly, we're just plain exhausted. We're working long hours to pay the mortgage and we just can't be bothered. We've got nothing left. Secondly, it's not politically correct anymore for him to exercise leadership. We mistake equality between men and women. We get it all wrong. We think somehow it means that our roles in the home are the same. Well, they're not, because we're different and God planned it that way. The template that men have in their heads of the relationship between their fathers and mothers doesn't seem to work so well anymore. So it's not politically correct, so they don't exercise leadership. And thirdly, kids have been taught to disrespect their parents. Don't know if you live in a place in the world where you can watch the TV program The Simpsons, but the father, Homer, is a stupid old slob who never gets things right. Society is teaching our children to defy their parents. And so many a man will abdicate. And on top of all that, he's so busy, he's too busy to have a close walk with God. He himself isn't godly. You know, if I don't spend time with God, I am not going to be godly. So if you're a man, listen up. And if you're a woman, listen up too, because this is important about your man. Men, God has made us in a certain way. Strong, with that protector, provider instinct for a purpose. And the greatest thing that we can do for our families, the greatest thing, is to get close to God, to start praying and reading the Bible and getting so close to God that we can hear his heartbeat. It's a strong, beautiful beat, a constant rhythm of a father's heart. And the closer we get to God, the more we rediscover who God made us to be. Actually, being a leader and loving and cherishing our wives and nurturing our children, it comes kind of naturally. It comes naturally to cherish our wives. It comes naturally to instruct our children, to nurture them, to discipline them, and to protect our families from things that will upset their peace. The problem is so many men have slipped into bad habits because they're tired, because society's told them that godly ways aren't trendy anymore. Maybe they're not trendy, but if we surveyed women and asked them if they wanted their husbands to step up to the plate and take on the mantle of leadership, godly leadership in the home, you know what answer we'd get? A resounding, oh, yes, please. It's great for us men to be passionate about our work, but something my wife's been teaching me is that I have to have something left for my family too. Not the leftovers, not the dregs, but something of my best. So if you're a man, if some of this rings true for you, if it's striking a bit closer to home today than you wished it was, here is my encouragement for you today. You, my friend, are God's gift to your wife and your children. He expects you to lead. He expects you to protect and to provide. And when we figure out what that means in our particular families, what we discover is that who we are brings peace to our homes, and that is such a great blessing. Families, well, they were always God's idea. And yet families invariably involve conflict. It's not just your family, it's every family, more or less. But how do we turn the more into less? How do we turn the conflict into peace? That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called A Home Blessed with Peace, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you be the one in your family through whom God pours out his peace. Amen. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your family life. To request your free copy of this powerful e-booklet, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.